I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome onto this edition of Run with Coach Parry. My name is Brad Brown. Today we're talking about the dreaded man flu, or flu in general, and shots to help you overcome it and how it affects your running. We've got the coach, Lindsay Parry, with us once again today. Lindsay, welcome back.
Yep, always good to be here, even if this time we're a little bit out of my area of expertise.
Yeah, we're talking about getting the sniffles as a runner and what you can do to prevent it. We had a question in from Diana, and it is that time of the year here in South Africa, but let's talk about the flu jab and the benefits thereof. Should you be having it as a runner? And if you are, how far out from your goal race should you be getting a flu jab?
So those are actually the two most pertinent questions, I think. And the first one being, should you have them? And I've actually just recently had a good conversation with a sports doctor about that. And really, the point of flu vaccinations is to, over a period of time, improve your immune system. So although the flu jab is to protect you for that specific type of flu in the short term, and often a lot of people argue, but hang on, the flu jab is only protecting me for last season's flu, that isn't the only reason for that flu jab. And there are a lot of people with compromised immune systems, and if you are one of those people and you do actually fairly regularly get sick, then getting the flu jab when it comes out, and particularly there's quite a virulent form of the flu coming out. So remember, our flu generally comes from the northern hemisphere winter, and the flu is actually then has been created for that specific flu. So it often does protect us for that. And the other thing that happens is that because it improves your immune system, is that if you do get sick with the flu, it means that those symptoms are much lower and that you do get healthier much faster. So that's the point of flu vaccinations. And then in terms of timing to your main event, I wouldn't do it too close to that main event, just because introducing those antibodies does sometimes cause a day or two of feeling a little bit off and a bit flat. But that is not because the flu vaccination makes you sick, as many people think. But yeah, you don't really want to be, as you're approaching race day, feeling a bit funny and off, because that affects your confidence. So I would look at doing a flu vaccination. Vaccination again, sort of now-ish. I mean, now is the time where we are changing season, and it is when the air is getting drier, and particularly on the high veld, it's getting a lot colder. And those are things that do make you more getting ill.
Let's touch on sort of elite athletes. Would you need if I was Bradley Wiggins, would I need a therapeutic use exemption for a flu jab?
No, you don't need therapeutic use exemption for flu jab. Look, depending on the sports and their governing bodies, there are some needle policies where getting any kind of injections probably needs some level of permission. But the flu jab and things like IV bombs and beriglobin and these sort of immune boosting injections that you can get are not water classified, and elite athletes can use them freely.
Yeah, and if I was Bradley Wiggins, I would definitely need my asthma to get a lot worse if I was going to win any races. So, Lindsay, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time. And don't forget, if you'd like to grab yourself a training program, the website to get to is coachparry.com/program. That's where you can download some running training programs absolutely free on us. Go check them out. That's coachparry.com/program. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers. And Lindsay, final word from you.
Yeah, just keep healthy and keep training. We're right in the midst of it now. You are going to be feeling a little bit tired for those of you in the audience that are doing comrades. So just keep going, and the time to freshen up will be soon.